Yes?
Thank George Bundy. He's trying to call you, Lino.
Okay, now I can't take any more calls. I got a 5 o'clock appointment. They just run me crazy.
All right, sir.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes?
I saw him.
Yeah?
Negative.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What did he say?
Well, he went around. He gave me estimates on the various other people, which I used as a way of starting. And then I said, is this the sort of thing that you think, that you think someone in the cabinet ought to do? And he said, well, no, he didn't really think so. And I said, I thought it was the most challenging job the government had. And he said, well, I can see that you'd think that, but I've done all this sort of thing. And I said, of course, Bobby, we had to tie him down, keep him from going. Well, he said, Bobby never liked that justice job, and he wants to be Secretary of State, and how is he going to get there? So my guess is that if you said that if he did it for 6 months, you would promise to make him Secretary of State, he'd probably say yes, but not otherwise.
Hmm. Well, I wouldn't do that.
So you wouldn't.
Bob Anderson is not interested. I didn't mention it, but I talked to him, got every suggestion and told him what I wanted. He fit the bill, but he didn't take it. He suggests Gordon Gray as a possibility and Lawton Collins.
Well, I almost mentioned Gordon. I think Gordon would be a very good protection. I don't think he'd be a very good ambassador.
I never was impressed with him. I think that's correct,
Mr. President. He's the nicest man in the world and not the most effective. I never hoped to be greeted into government by a predecessor with more grace and generosity than he did. He's a gentleman, but he's not an operator.
All right. I'm going to run, and I guess our best bet now is McCloy if he comes tomorrow.
Yep.
Run that one out. And any other names that you can muster up, and you'll be on the telephone with me. Read this report where they're raising hell about the way we reorganize Security Council, not having a...
Yeah, this is great Eisenhower. He feels this personally and strongly. It was an affront to him when we abolished the Operations Coordinating Board, and he's taken my hide off personally about it a couple of times.
Get us an answer to it.
Sure.
Okay.